Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
WWE strong reaction to AEW's Blood and Guts, plus possible Daniel Bryan return plans and the many mysteries of John Cena's Instagram. For Monday, May the 10th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Jericho may have broken his back.
AEW Blood and Guts did very well in the ratings, putting them back over 1 million. And the match itself, their version of the match beyond, has got some criticism from WWE. I'm sure they're really bothered by it. Dave Shearer from PW Insider has revealed, quote, "I've heard from people in management and they hated it. One person told me, and I quote, that just set the business back 30 years. Dave goes on to say, "I was told that people in charge weren't happy, but on the other hand, I talked to wrestlers that loved it because they would love to do something like that themselves." So whilst the wrestlers seem to really get on board with the Blood and Guts match, WWE management really disliked it. That strong quote about setting the business back 30 years. Well, it had an old school feel to it, so I guess it did, but not in a negative way. Let's not talk about the bump at the end. I think everybody has. Let's not do that here. Looking ahead to AEW's next pay-per-view, Double or Nothing, that is set to go down on May the 30th. AEW are planning a huge weekend of events to welcome people to AEW over the course of a couple of days. So Meltzer on Wrestling Observer Radio has said that AEW are doing a four-hour live show on Friday the 28th of May. This is the Friday before AEW Double or Nothing. Dave says the 28th, it's a Friday, which is a lot easier than a Wednesday as far as drawing. We'll talk about that in just a second. They're doing the 28th for a four-hour show. They're going to start at 8 p.m. and they're going to run till midnight because Dynamite is going to be 10 till midnight, and they're going to do Elevation before Dynamite in front of a live crowd, which I don't think they've done at all. So that's the 28th, and then on the 29th, they're going to do a fan fest. So for travellers, you're going to be able to get a real weekend out of this thing. That's the plan. And it's Memorial Day weekend, so that helps too. That kind of suggests that they're going to be taping AEW Dynamite after Double or Nothing, before Double or Nothing, in front of the Double or Nothing crowd. Could be an interesting sell, that one. On the subject of tickets for AEW shows, Dave also said on Wrestling Observer Radio, "I looked at ticket sales yesterday. Nobody's buying tickets to this show on Wednesday. I think everyone is waiting for May the 30th as the next big one. When you get shows every freaking week, or every other week, it's tough in the same building. Let's say you're a traveler from 3 hours away and you're going to go to a big show. You're going to Blood and Guts, right? You're going to go to the pay-per-view, Double or Nothing, for sure. You're not going to go to this coming Wednesday show. It's too many trips. So this is going to be a tough one as far as ticket sales. I guess this is an issue when it comes to having shows so frequently in Daily's Place, where during this time, where whilst we're coming out of the pandemic, there is still a reluctance to travel to the same venue every single week. If you're going to make the trip for one of the shows, it'll either be Blood or Guts, or it'll either be Double or Nothing. Wonder whether, when all this calms down, we'll see a difference in schedule for AEW. I imagine once it's back on the road, that'll be less of an issue. But certainly for now, ticket sales for Wednesday look like they're struggling.
Bryan nowhere to go. Reigns now wrapping his legs around the body of Bryan. Daniel Bryan trying to somehow stay in it, but he's got nowhere to go. He's in the middle of the ring. The constrictor-like arms.
He's going to pass out. Michael Cole, he has to tap. It's locked in deep with the left hand.
Bryan is fading. Daniel Bryan is fading. Daniel Bryan may be out. He is.
Bryan's out. Bye-bye, Bryan. Wow.
Roman Reigns with a concerto to Bryan.
Reminiscent of WrestleMania.
A message to the world. Don't mess with my family. Don't mess with my title. Don't mess with Roman Reigns.
Daniel Bryan set the wrestling world talking when he legitimately left the WWE 2 weeks ago. His contract expired. He did not re-sign. He is a free agent. Now, a lot of people are saying that it is just a matter of time before Daniel Bryan returns to WWE. And according to WrestlingNews.co, a source has stated there is no grudge from either side of between WWE or Daniel Bryan. Vince McMahon believes actually Daniel Bryan will be back, but needs to just, quote, recharge his batteries. Wrestling News also reporting that a source close to them said there's no bad blood between either side, and Vince McMahon is hopeful that Daniel Bryan will return soon. The same source revealed that WWE wants Daniel Bryan back for a big match at WWE SummerSlam, a show without a confirmed date as of now. Daniel Bryan's future still undecided within WWE, but if you're going to bring him back, if you're going to get him to sign again and have him back within wrestling, SummerSlam is a great place to bring him back. This is set to be the first show which is going to feature live crowds once again, and it's looking like it's going to be the first show of the back to reality for WWE. So this will be the first time, the next time they'll have live crowds there. And according to many reports, this will be when they start going back on the road in front of live audiences. So it's SummerSlam from here onwards. And then Daniel Bryan being a part of that, I think, is a massive sell to that show.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mansoor made his Raw debut, getting called up from the NXT roster this past week. He told TV Insider that he found out he was getting called up on the day. He said, "That's the great thing about being a WWE superstar. When you go to work, you are kept on your toes. It's exciting. I've been coming to the Thunderdome for the last 2 months doing main event. I think people have been taking a look at me and seeing if I'm ready. I was hoping this day would come. A member of the production team on Monday came to me, shook my hand and said, 'Hey, welcome to the team. I can't tell you how happy that made me. We have an update on EC3. As we revealed just the other week, he was taken to hospital battling an infection recently, and he wrote all about it in his blog. He says he had a severe infection that occurred following his battle with COVID-19 last year. A couple of weeks ago, he says, I noticed a swelling developing in my arm and in my other areas of my body. Paying it very little attention, whilst using bro science and internet diagnosis, I continued my daily missions. Finally, after an attempt at some athletic-based therapy, my arm became a gigantic, swollen, horrifying, ungodly, painful atrocity, and I went to the ER. Next thing I knew, words like cellulitis, staph, and stenosis were thrown around. I was pumped full of fluids, antibiotics, and morphine, and I was in an ambulance to my staycation destination, Advent Health, downtown Orlando. He continues in this beautifully written blog to write that he spent 10 days in the hospital, shut down physically and mentally, tuning out family and friends, just annoyed with himself and the whole situation. He goes on to write that he is now at home, he is resting up. He has circled three dates in his calendar, with May 27th being the first one. He hasn't specified sort of what they're for. No, someone like EC3 is keen to get back into the wrestling world, and we hope he does so in a safe and speedy fashion. Trademark news. WWE has filed a trademark for the name Blair Davenport. We don't know who Blair Davenport is yet. It's a good name, though. Tonight's Monday Night Raw will feature two big tag team matches as it stands. In an eight-man tag, we'll see AJ Styles and Omos, the Raw Tag Team Champions, teaming up with Elias and Jackson Ryker to face Randy Orton, Riddle, Kofi Kingston, and Xavier Woods. In a six-woman tag match, we'll see Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler teaming with Charlotte Flair to take on Asuka, Mandy Rose, and Dana Brooke. This will be the go-home show for WrestleMania Backlash, and will also feature Bobby Lashley versus Drew McIntyre in a non-title match ahead of the Triple Threat title match on Sunday. Of course, as we've discovered with Monday Night Raw, card very much subject to change. The next guest on the Broken Skull Sessions has been revealed. It's going to be the Godfather, Charles Wright. He's going to be chatting to Steve Austin on the next one that's coming up to Peacock and WWE Network. Do you remember the Hall of Fame speech when Godfather got called into the Hall of Fame? He couldn't tell any of the stories as they were all too racy. I don't know how long this episode's going to be. If they stick it to the same rules, it might only be about 9 minutes long. And John Cena's Instagram is making the news once again today. John Cena uses his Instagram in a very peculiar manner. I'm a massive fan of it. So he got tongues a-wagging over the weekend because he simply shared the WWE emblem on his page. He's been very, very focused on doing stuff in TV and in film, sharing clips of Total Wipeout, sharing clips from Suicide Squad and Peacemaker. So the WWE logo came as a bit of a surprise. So we started the conversation, could John Cena be looking at a WWE return? He then shared another image of, you know, the old World War II posters in the UK, Keep Calm and Carry On, simple writing with just the words Keep Calm and Carry On. He shared one that has that same design, and it says, Keep Calm, It's Almost Time. And then a very, very British emblem at the very top of that. And a lot of people have suggested this is teasing possibly a wrestling show in the UK, possibly SummerSlam in the UK. John Cena's Instagram is one great mystery. And if you were to take it on face value, we can assume that John Cena is making his return at Wembley. Maybe that's a thing. Twitch.tv/cultaholic. Tonight, Andrew is back for Monday Fun Day. It is a live stream from 6 p.m. British summertime. Andrew and a whole lot of nonsense, and you're very much invited. Find out more about Andrew, in particular, the stuff in wrestling that he hates. He is on a brand new episode of Straight to Hell with Ross Tweddle on the YouTube channel right now.
Put together a quiz, which is a mixture of my own questions and some questions lifted from Cosmopolitan's 36 questions to ask someone if you really want to get to know them.
Okay, so I'm excited.
This is quickfire.
Right.
Name?
Andrew.
Full name, please.
Andrew John Hodkinson.
Oh, John. What's the John after?
John. The John is after my dad's best friend who he used to work with on a farm. So that's where John comes from.
Fair enough. Age?
27 years young.
Occupation?
Video editor.
Hometown?
Oh, skip to North Yorkshire.
Cats or dogs?
Cats. Steady. Because steady now.
Favourite wrestler doing the wrestling today?
Either Pete Dunne or Adam Cole.
Favourite wrestler ever?
Jeffrey Hardy.
Oh, favourite match?
Ooh, Pete Dunne and... Actually, no, cancel that. The Triangle Ladder match at WrestleMania 16.
Best branded tea?
Best brand of tea? It's got to be... Taste of Yorkshire tea, lad.
Chips and cheese or chips and gravy?
Chips and gravy any day.
When was the last time you felt excited? And what was it for or because of? Can you tell which ones are my questions and which ones are cause of
yeah. Yeah, I can. Last time I felt excited, well, this. Genuinely this right now. And because I get nervous, excited. So I'm like nervous and excited right now. So I'm feeling, I'm ready to go.
He's ready to go. He's had a monster. Favourite pie?
I make a good vegan chicken and leek pie, lad.
Leek is a lovely thing which has come into my life very recently. I used to hate when I was a kid, but I love a bit of leek now. First wrestling-related memory?
Was getting WrestleMania 16 on VHS.
If your life were a movie, what scene would you watch over and over again?
If my life were a movie, what scene? When I was in a band, we were doing a little tour in the UK, and I got to Birmingham. And at this point, we were doing so much stuff. Like, it felt like I'd just quit my job as well. So I didn't really have much money coming in, but I was pouring lots of money. We were all pouring lots of money into the band. And it was just as I'd sent an application to work here. I hadn't heard anything back for like 2 months. We got to Birmingham and I was like, I don't know if I can keep this band stuff up. And then blooming Sam Driver comes in, slides into them DMs and is like, do you want to do some freelance stuff? And I was like, whoa. And that is literally when it changed. I was like, I don't even think I want to be in a band anymore. I want to be a video editor.
We killed your passion. Is that what you said?
You killed it. It's gone. It's dead forever.
If you ended up in jail, what would your friends and family think you did?
If I ended up in jail, I don't know. Something stupid. I do daft things and then regret them straight away. Like, I don't know. Get me tackle out or something.
Favourite pizza?
Favourite pizza is a pepperoni from Pizza Hut. It's very good.
Pepperoni, because of course you don't eat the meat, do you?
I don't eat the meat anymore.
How can you be from up north and not eat meat?
That's what my dad asks me every single time he rings me up now.
Two big watch-alongs dropped over this weekend from the Cultaholic Classic Review show. So myself and Matthew Gregg gave you a watch-along of WWF Unforgiven 2000. This was the return of Steve Austin after his neck surgery. He's on the hunt for who ran him down. And The Rock defending his WWF title against Kane, The Undertaker, and Chris Benoit in the main event. Really cool B-show. Matthew and I talk all over it. And we also, from the classic Raw review side of things, gave you a King of the Ring 1995 watch-along. Justin Henry, Sam Driver, and myself watching one of the worst WWF pay-per-views of all time. The night that, spoiler, King Mabel was crowned. The night that we had the Kiss My Foot match between Jerry Lawler and Bret the Hitman Hart. Quite the occasion. Also yesterday on the podcast feed, a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps dropped featuring one of my favorite YouTube guys of all time. He reviews really bad films, Phelan Porteous. You may have heard of him from Channel Awesome and that guy with the glasses. He's very much doing his own thing now, and he's a massive wrestling fan. So he shares three wrestling matches that he would watch while stranded on a desert island.
What would you like your first match to be, Phelan? Definitely Gangrel versus Val Venus from WWF Metal 1999.
Wow!
I know that's probably a popular one. Everyone says that.
Every other week, mate. Every other week, it's Gangrel Val Venus.
It's a European title match, so already the stakes are as high as they can ever get.
Absolutely. Where were you when you watched it, though?
Probably yesterday when I turned it on, just to make this joke about this being one of my favorite matches.
And you can check that out on the podcast feed right now. And check out Cultaholic.com for the 10 strangest WWE gimmicks of the 1990s. What if I said to you, Friar Ferguson? If you don't know who that is, go introduce yourself at Cultaholic.com. And I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.